This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by members of USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. We've got Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade joining us here to my left. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have to my right, Board President Kurt Herman.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Glad to have you guys both in here today as they prepare for their school board meeting here, the first one of the month of May. We are winding down the school year. It is kind of full speed ahead to the end.
I kind of call this the Super Bowl month for school districts because, you know, we have quite a few graduations. You know, it's not just our standard high school graduation. We have our virtual high school. We have our GED open door adult ed graduation. And so, there's lots of great opportunities. And it's really we have a fantastic partnership with K-State because, you know, we have it the same weekend that the K-State graduation is, and they allow us to use the facilities for the graduation. So it's a really nice venue to have that.
And, of course, there's a lot of recognitions, programs, field trips, the retirement receptions, things like that that occur this month that are really enjoyable to attend.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice month here for that. And I understand you'll probably be recognizing some of those people here tonight at the board meeting.
Well, we've got that on the agenda for the next meeting coming up 2 weeks from tonight. We'll do the recognition dinner, as a matter of fact, and then also the board meeting.
But tonight
we have some tonight on the agenda.
Yeah, we have Kelly Carmody and Noah Bush. They're the USD 383 Teachers of the Year. That's voted on by their peers. There's a big selection group and they write, an essay. And so, it's a big honor to be able to, it's more recognition from your, coworkers. So both of them will be in there. We have Bubba Wilson, who is a 6A state wrestling champion also.
Very good. Well, kind of the thick of things here, with the bond, I know the bond is kind of, getting kind of in full gear here, and a lot of the issues here tonight in the school board meeting are going to be kind of to that aspect here. What do we have here on the agenda tonight?
I'll start, I guess. But, okay. And that's one thing I kind of wanted to make a comment about was that, this is my second bond issue, and the community has been through one about 10 years ago. And we do things just, a little differently. There's things that we don't normally talk about. We're going to approve special inspections and geotech services. You know, that's where they do drilling core samples to make sure that we're not building over, old swamps and the locations are good and the foundations are good, structurally sound. And we also have there's a policy that we have that anything that's over $10,000, the school board has to approve. We're going to extend that. I'm not sure how much.
But
To 20,000 because, otherwise – if there's something that the district needs or a construction company, we need to make a change. And if they have to wait till the next school board meeting, that could be 2 weeks and sometimes 3 weeks when there's an extra Wednesday in there. So it's good to extend that for during the construction phase.
And that still keeps us consistent with state law. State law is at 20,000 and our board policy has been 10,000. And so we're fine in terms of making this allowance for the construction aspect.
And the policy is it's titled DJFA. What does that stand for? Do you have any idea?
I
hate to put you on the spot.
Oh, Lordy. I don't know. I'd have to look that one up.
Well, I've always been in wonder of that. And these are KSB. They manage all of our policies. They review them every year, and then they make recommendations. And, it's like, technical use policy is called BBR9. And it makes no sense whatsoever.
I don't know how you know that one off the top of your head.
Yeah, I don't. I'm sure there's a logic to it, but I don't understand that.
So. Very good. Well, other new business here. A lot of stuff related to the bond besides the policy change here. I know you're going to be talking a little bit about construction manager at risk as well.
That's a big contract document that will be reviewed tonight and approved that – Eric Reed, assistant superintendent, has been working on that for quite a while, getting all of the I's dotted, T's crossed, and working with legal, working with the to get those things done. So it's nice to be able to get these contracts out of the way in terms of the architects, the construction manager, all of those pieces. So he's been working diligently behind the scenes on that. So look, I know he's really looking forward to getting that one done tonight. We also have some other areas in terms of the facilities that there's middle school gym floors refinishing that they're going to be sanding and painting those floors. There's restroom fixture purchase that in the past board meeting they approved epoxy floor painting. Now it's the actual fixtures in the bathrooms being replaced.
And those are not bond issue items.
No, they're not.
Those are things we've been budgeting for. But another thing that we're getting that Dr. Wade is about to get to, I'm going to jump on it, but the start and end times.
Oh, yes.
We make that adjustment. Of course, this is still subject to negotiations, but we're going to add like 10, 15 minutes to the school day. So then that way we can end a little earlier and start a little later in the summer. So it gives them basically, you know, it gives them almost an extra month of summer, no kids, because it's a lot easier to do construction, obviously, with no children in the buildings. So that'll be on there tonight. But again, that's subject to negotiations also.
And I know we've talked about that a little bit in the past, that the board took action that August 14th is going to remain the first day of school next year. It'll be a half day. But then this changes the last day of school from May 21st to it could be as early as May 13th.
Wow. Okay.
And so that gets us out earlier so then we can get the construction crews. I mean, the minute the kids and staff are out or the kids are out of there, the crews can get in and do as much as they can in that additional week.
And you're talking – this would be next year. You're talking about May in 2020.
A year from now.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. Jeez.
Just
yes,
to clarify.
That would be like May 13, 2020. Yes.
Right. Just had a bunch of kids doing backflips down the hallway on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that is one of those things we run into as we're talking about May and wrapping up, that we're right in the middle of that transition between wrapping up this year and gearing up for next year and all the things that occur with the start of the year, the planning in the summer for central enrollment, all of those kind of things.
So with the start and end times here, I know that's kind of a big deal here as far as negotiating that. So when would the start time and end time, would it be consistent at all schools or would it be just those schools that are being?
All of the schools would change between 15 and 35 minutes, and it's in our report, and we'll get this information out there to people. But all of them will start later, and some of them have, just like right now, they have different starting times.
Sure.
Or different ending times. Well, starting and ending times during the day. And the ending times will be later for the schools next year.
Okay.
And the starting end times are staggered on purpose, just mainly for busing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. As far as, you'll see, you already mentioned the middle school gym resurfacing. What else do we have? We have teacher contract renewals. That'll be taken care of tonight as well.
We're going to renew contracts, but we have to notify if there's any teachers that we're non-renewing a contract per our I think it's a state statute that we have to let them know by I think it's today, isn't it? May 1st. Mm-hmm. So if there's anyone we plan on non-renewing, we must notify them today to give, you know, anyway. Because you know, we have teacher due process if they want to appeal that.
We also have on here the administrative contracts that initial contracts are for 1 year, and then after that the administrators can be put on a two-year contract. So there's a list in our packet of these are the administrators who would be going into a two-year contract, and then these are the administrators who will be on a one-year contract. For instance, if they were just hired for administrative position for the district for next year, that will initially be a one-year contract.
All right. And these are annual things you do here probably at the end of the year.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And we also have another significant piece. We'll start our budget planning. For next year, you know, this year we're getting a little more money from the state, and we will begin the discussions tonight on, you know, where we're going to put those funds. We're required to put them in certain locations, and like special ed gets a certain percentage, but that's it's important to note that, you know, we are going to – I mean, that money is in – the money that we're getting will be is intended to go to the classrooms, whether it be teachers or classroom resources. And so that should directly benefit all students.
And, of course, there's still a lot of questions regarding the school funding here. We're going to find out probably here over the next month or so what that all entails here as far as the ongoing lawsuit here. But what kind of strains does that put on budget planning here for you guys this summer?
We're so used to it that we have different scenarios and we prioritize the needs and wants and look at what funding's available and then just draw a line at a point and say, you know, the funding's not going to support these additional items we would like to have, but we can justify why these items have been chosen for funding and these items have not. So it just depends in part on how much money is available. And you know, we're looking forward to getting that word, but our budget year ends June 30th, and they're saying that they expect an answer on the Supreme Court, the Kansas Supreme Court ruling by June 30th. So Lou and others are busy looking at multiple scenarios, and again, we're used to doing that. Yeah, but at least we're in a situation now where we're doing it with additional funding, and what more could we do, and how could we provide the best return on investment as opposed to the past where it was how much do we have to cut?
And it is obviously an intentional process too because, you know, we go to all of our Dr. Wade, you know, ask the principals at all the schools, you know, what are your highest priority needs and tell us what you need in terms of what's most important. And that's kind of a wish list they put together early in the year, even before we know about the budget. So then at least, you know, but at least he has that list now and then he can – obviously the requests always exceed the funding. But, you know, it's good to have that at least so the board's aware of what the principals feel they really need.
And this is a time of the year with other aspects of the budget as well that, for example, tonight the regular meeting starts at 6:30 like it always does. But at 6 o'clock, we've got a public hearing. It's on the Indian Education Formula Grant that we, for this coming year, we're slated to get an additional $14,000 in federal funding because of that formula grant. And it's because we have 66 Native American Indians within our district that we get additional funding for. So there's a process we need to go through in order to honor the requirements for getting that funding. So one of those is to meet with indigenous peoples and have a meeting and then also to have this public hearing tonight at 6 o'clock.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more and talk about the school board meeting here tonight in Manhattan Ogden Schools. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by Pugh Communication Services, a division of Economy Electric, providing all of your commercial and residential low-voltage wiring needs.